I have to be somewhere at like 10:20. So I have to get out of here at 10:15 sharp. So maybe someone gives me like a 2-minute warning, okay? So that's recording. Okay. All right. So Mamash at the end of page Tetzvav. So a few lines before the end of that. Again, he have to move a little bit. So he again we're saying that how. Just to show the, again, despite the fact that, again, like we've been saying, the Rabbanu Shalom always gives tzaddikim in every generation that are able to ensure the survival of Pinyin Satara, and more than that, as we get closer to Mashiach, the Pinyin Satara and the sight of it becomes even more accessible to a certain degree. But with that being said, it doesn't mean that it's a Rishus HaRabim, and it has to be received. It's a shef eloki, like his language was. It's a hashpa, it's an understanding, it's a certain ruach hakodesh. And despite the fact that it's accessible, but it has to be received as such. So the accessibility of it doesn't mean that it's somehow earthly. It's still from the Rabbanu Shalom, it's still a shef eloki, it just happens to be. It's accessible for those that that look for it. So the example that he was using was this dynamic of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai giving permission to Rabbi Abba to write down the teachings of the Zohar Kaddish. So you would think if he's giving Rabbi Abba permission to write it down, it means it's now public domain. Anyone that wants to learn it is fine. But we saw not like that. That even after the permission, there was still this process of sifting. There was still this process of limiting not just practically the accessibility, but sort of, I don't know the right words, it's ensuring the soidius, the divine quality to it. So despite the accessibility of it, in order to make sure that when Rav Abba writes it, it shouldn't just become lowered from godly to earthly. So even in that permission of writing, Rav Elazar is yelling, and Rav Elazar is angry about the fact that he's doing that. And so sort of that tug of war maintains the purity of the content. That even though it's being made accessible through the writing of Rav Abba, it's still the yelling of Rav Elazar is still echoing in his ear, so to speak. So it's still maintaining its separateness. There's a certain, while it's being given, while everyone's being given access to it, at the same time they're being distanced from it, and that ensures that when they approach it, with an awareness that this is divine, that this is coming from a higher place. It's accessible to them, but what is accessible to them is from a higher place. And so he says, five lines from the bottom. Ve'ein safik, ki lula yishir Rashbi hikir v'yada b'ruch kadshai, ki rababa haya chacham gadol. If it wasn't for the fact that Rishon Reichai obviously knew this Ruch HaKadosh, that Rav Abba was a great chacham, obviously. Ve'yidei lahalbish u'lahalim hadvarim, derechid v'remez. And only Rav Abba would be able to enclothe and to sort of disguise the words of the Zayar, in a way that it could be read, and you could have it translated, but you still are not gonna. It'll still be concealed. Like this secret of something being open and then but closed at the same time, like that's the secret that Rishon Reichai saw in Rav Abba. And the truth is that the Ria Kaddish in Shar Mamayir Chazal writes this about Rav Shimon himself also. The Rav Shimon also had this quality of being able to say Torah in a way that you heard what he's saying, but at the same time, if you weren't ready to hear what he's saying, you did not hear at all what he's saying, despite the fact that you did hear what he's saying, and you understood what he's saying, and you can say it over, but you did not at all hear what he said. So that aspect Rav Shimon Bar Yochai had, and he saw that in Rav Abba in terms of the ability to write. Right, so that's such an idea. So if it wasn't for the fact that Rav Shimon saw this in Rav Abba, certainly he wouldn't have told Rav Abba to write it, right? So as he's trying to find someone that has his quality in terms of giving over the Torah in such a way. Because we find this in the Zayar, in the Idris, in Parashas Hazinu, it says it openly. Omar, so Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, Kol man, the next page, Kol man de Megala Razin, anyone that reveals secrets. You should know his neshama is not coming from the body of the king. In Kabbalah Shbrach, that's the body of the king means Atzilus. That's the place of Elokus. That's the place of divinity. That's Elokus. Lower universes, Bri, Yitzir, Nasir, that's the lower world, that's already earthly. So someone that reveals secrets, his neshama is not coming from Atzilus. His neshama is coming from a lower place, from an earthly place. What does it mean to reveal secrets? So Rav Shimon revealed secrets. all today can reveal secrets. The answer is, again, to reveal secrets in a way that it's still a secret. If you can do that, that means that your neshama is coming from Atzilus. We'll begin, katevik neshmose. Okay, and then he says, so other things. Vaile nishmase, and what was to the person? What was to his neshama? If to take secrets which are supposed to be atzilistic, they're supposed to be open territory, but at the same time unknown. So that if a person in chas v'shalom lowers it to something earthly, then it's not kedai. So kol chulkein de tzadikai de mechasin razin. Praiseworthy is the chelik of the tzadikim that cover, that conceal secrets. Again, it doesn't mean not to say anything, but it means to say it in a way that it's covered. That's why, again, we've mentioned this before, that's why the main text in the Zohar Kaddish that was passed down from generation to generation, that really the main body of the Zohar is developed from, like Mishnah to Gemara, you know, is what's called Safra Ditzneyasa, the Book of Modesty. It's five short prakim, and that was passed down, Rebbe to Talmud. When the Gemara, we spoke about this once, when the Gemara says in Taina, in Chagiga, that the secrets of Torah were passed down from Rebbe to Talmud in Rashi prakim, just like headings, and the Talmud had to figure out, fleshed out himself, what were these Rashi Prakim? That was the Safra Ditzneyasa, so that was the Book of Modesty, that's what it was. If you look in the Safra Ditzneyasa, it's Rashi Prakim. So the Gaon wrote a commentary to Safra Ditzneyasa. So the first comment that he makes is, why is it called the Book of Tzneyas? It's a contradiction. Safra means something that you're about to read, that you're about to open up, and it's open. Tzneyasa means it's closed. What does it mean? Safra Ditzneyasa, the book of that which is closed. It's a contradiction in terms. That's sight. That's sight. Sight is that it's open, but even after you read it, what you absorb is something that's not the actual words. It's Safra Ditzneyasa. So he says, Kolshkin Razin Loin Dekut Shabrichu, and so on. V'chein Parshas Pinchas, again, four lines in. That's, we also find this in Parshas Pinchas, Brayim Hemna. Al pasuk v'asir seif asaylas on that pasuk Amar Rai Mehemna, the Rai Nema Moshe Rabbeinu says Manda Mezalza b'firurin d'nahama, someone that doesn't show proper respect even for bread, even for crumbs, it's not good. Right? The Gemara says a person should pay respect even to crumbs. Kolshkei Manda Masa Rosen Darais v'sisir Kabbalah v'sisir Maaser Breishis, v'sisir Asvin d'shmei Kadisha. So if a person has to be respectful to crumbs of bread, then for sure a person has to be respectful for secrets of Torah, secrets of Kabbalah, secrets of Maaser Breishis, secrets of Hashem's name, Lal Noshim Delav Inun Hagainen, not to reveal to people that are not holding by it. Alei Itmar Noided Hu Lelachim Aye Lelachim Shal Torah. That's why Torah is called like lechem. Just like lechem, you have to respect. So to Torah, V'les Man Diishkach Alei. Okay, that's what he's quoting. V'hine noida mashakasa. We're good. V'hine mashakasa Rambam zal v'akdom sefer ha-moira. So it's well known what the Rambam writes in his introduction to Mar Nevuchim al Mishnas v'loy merkava yachar. Right. So the Mishnah says in Chagiga that ma'aser merkava, that category of secrets of Torah, cannot be taught in an open way even to one person. Like I said before, it has to be given over Barashi Prakim in headings and in very cryptic, even to one person. So on that regarding that Mishnah, the Rambam writes the following thing: Zel Shoyne, V'ilu Bir Adam Hinyanim Ha'elu B'Sefer. If a person were, says the Rambam, says like this: that halachic limitation of teaching Ma'aser Merkava even to one person in an open way. So the Rambam says like this: if you were to print it in a sefer. So yikilu darshim alafim ibnei adam. That's like teaching thousands of people, right? So vatam, the reason is obvious. Lefisha ksiva kiyemes l'dari dar, right? Because you write something, you print it, it's forever, hopefully, right? Lagoinim l'bilte ganim. Now it's just open on the shelf. You know, anyone that could come take it, whether they're worthy or not. V'rashbi no darish v'no mekayim. So So in other words, what the Rambam, what is going for the Rambam is that you see that this idea of not teaching Barabim is a limitation, not just when you're teaching it verbally, but it's also when you're writing. So that's, again, going back. That's why Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, when he's giving over this responsibility of writing to Rabbi Abba, it's Davka Rabbi Abba, because he knows Rabbi Abba can do this. He could write it in a way that it's still not revealing the secrets, right? That's the trick. So he says, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, no dar shu no mekayim. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is fulfilling the halacha properly, certainly. Like you said before, even though he's commanding Rabbi Abba to write, but since it's Rabbi Abba in particular, so Rabbi Abba knows how to do it in a way that it still remains concealed. It's as if it wasn't written. So it toes the line. It's able to do that. Fine. That's what he said. So now you could ask the following question. If Rabbi Abba is writing, but he's really being told to write it in a way that he's not writing it, right? So imken Rabbi Abba tarach al chinam, so what's the point? L'loy tzarech lichtav dvarim stum v'chasumin. So don't write it at all. What's the tachlis of writing it in a way that you're not really writing what you want to say? So don't write it. The answer is shuvas chavitzidcha. The answer is obvious. Like we said before, the Bedor Basra Yisparnusun Mahai Chibura. That it's not the. If Rabbi Abba didn't write anything, then we wouldn't have any access to it. Now that it's there, but you just have to be worthy of receiving it. So now, when you approach it, if you're worthy, then you'll hear what it's saying. You'll read what it's saying. If you're not worthy, then it'll remain closed. So there's a big ta'alis. There's a big accomplishment in this of producing a work that is closed for those that it should be closed to, and open for those that it should be open to. And the real way to make it closed for those that it's supposed to be closed to is for making it readable even to them. You know what I'm saying? If a person reads something and they're like, okay, I got it, right? Then there's no part of them that's looking for anything more. That's why, to a certain degree, the greatest, I think we learned about this maybe last Sunday. I mean, it's a common theme throughout, but that one of the most important qualities that a person has to have in order to uncover in Torah the real secrets. Obviously, a person there's Yirat Shamayim, you know, going to the mikveh. Yeah, there's all those types of things, but. But it's a quality that a person needs is to not be satisfied with what they understand, is to always believe that there's something more. I've given this mashal before. I remember there was a guy in yeshiva. He was a brilliant guy, mamash brilliant guy, like an Eloi. Like, I'm not too bad myself, but this guy was an Eloi, you know, like a real. And it was an interesting thing. I remember he was not matzliach in Merev Yishir. He was not matzliach. He was not matzliach. He didn't really grow from it. And it was always strange to me at the time. I looked at him and I was able to tell at the time, like, he's not growing from it. And it was strange to me. Why? Because he's so brilliant. But then I realized, he's too brilliant. So he never didn't understand anything. So whenever, the Rebbe said something, or he saw something in his sefer, he chapped it right away. So he never had that, nothing ever forced him to look deeper into it, because he never needed to. So it was, so he lacked that. There was nothing forcing him to go. He never had that. He was never forced like that because of his brilliance. So Baruch Hashem, the rest of us that were thick-headed, so we don't understand. But because we don't understand the simple words. But because we don't understand the simple words, so now we have to think harder and go deeper. And then when we are able to understand, now we understand more than just the simple words, but now we understand the deeper content also, because we had that search. So to a certain degree, the greatest strategy a person has to have in order to go into Pnimius HaTorah is knowing that there's more that meets the eye, and acknowledging that you don't understand, and using that as a way to propel you further. But if a person is like, I got it, I'm good, you know, then you're not going to get it. because there's nothing. It's not going to get it. Yoiv chachma lechakimen. Wisdom is given to those that are already wise. And the wisdom that you have to have in order to come into wisdom is the wisdom of that there's more here than I'm going to understand initially. And that takes humility. And sometimes being thick-headed up is helpful with that. So, So again, that's the idea. So Rabbah does produce a sefer that if it's approached properly, you'll find the answers. If it's not approached properly, then you'll... So that's the greatest trick that you have to conceal something from somebody is to make it as if it's complete on the outside, that there's nothing missing, right? If there's no... Because then the person isn't compelled to go further because everything is fine. Time? 10:16 already. Okay. Position will continue tomorrow.